The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage, because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everyone, it's Amanda Radke back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight inspiring people doing great things in their rural communities to make agriculture stronger. So today I have my dear friend Amanda Nigg, the Farm Fit Mama, on the show. Amanda, welcome to the program.
You should have introduced me as Amanda Squared.
Amanda Squared. Yeah, it's the Amanda Show today, isn't
it? It's Amanda.
Wasn't there a TV show called that, like back in the day when we grew up?
Oh, yeah, there is. There's Amanda. Who is that actress? I can't
Amanda,
even
think of her. Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
She's like a hot mess now. But she was the
we'll just focus on when she was on the episode of Amanda Squared or whatever.
Yes. She probably needs some mental health advice. So you could probably help her out now.
A lot of people in Hollywood need mental health.
Probably. Or maybe just even farther beyond. I don't know. But anyway, these are two Amandas live in South Dakota. So we're just like good South Dakota farm girls here. And Amanda, I guess just to start, tell us a little bit about you, the family farm, where you live, and your family.
Well, first off, it's been like 2 years since I've been on your podcast.
Yeah.
I think last time you introduced me, I shared a little bit about my story and how I officially launched FarmFit training. So I went into the behind the scenes of how it got started, which I'll give like the man version, as my husband likes to say. And then we kind of talked about where I was at. I just launched like the John Deere program, if I remember right. Last time I was on your podcast.
But this is brand new. So you can start from scratch.
Yeah. I mean, that can take like hours and we don't have hours. Yeah. So I'll give you the cliff notes. So back in 2020, prior to COVID, I sold insurance door to door, supplemental insurance. And a lot of the people I serviced was agriculture. So I loved that lifestyle. I did not grow up in ag. It's something that I definitely married into. I'm married to a fifth generation farmer here in the northeastern corner of South Dakota. And I love it. It's a community I would never trade in my life. Like, I don't even think I could even have a neighbor at this point. So it's definitely a community I've learned so much about. And I still feel like there's so much I need to still learn when it comes to this community. But for us, like, our story is a little different. You know, in 2020, a lot of people, of course, we all went through COVID. You know, that was a tornado storm in itself. But for my family, we actually lost our forever home of just 4 years the day before the national pandemic. So like, everybody went into COVID on March 20th, where we went into COVID homeless. Like 24 hours before that, our house got caught on fire. We still don't know what caused the fire. Took our whole entire family home. And then the next day was lockdown. And so for us, it was like, how do you transition from here? Like, we didn't have groceries. We didn't have clothes. Everything was shut down. Everybody was trying to social distance at that time, because, you know, nobody didn't know enough of what it was.
Right.
And we're trying to figure out life. Like, we were trying to figure out, like, how do we pivot from this? Like, where do we go? Where do we stay? You know, because again, we're social distancing. And so it was super humbling going into 2020 for us, because it's like we had to start from scratch. Like we couldn't even go to the grocery store and get groceries. And luckily we had an amazing community that stepped up for us and brought clothes, you know, and again, they were social distancing. I can't tell you, like people would come in our yard and be like, hey, go check your front door. We dropped off a bunch of clothes for Louie. You know, and at the end of the day, it was super sweet. Like, I mean, it was also very humbling for me because I'm a giver. Like, that's my personality. Like, I like to give and take care of people and help people. Like, that's my personality. Like, I always love to fix or be the one, a resource for individuals to come and lean on. And it was really different for me going into 2020 because I couldn't be that person. I had to be the receiver. Mm-hmm. I had to be the one getting the gifts and giving and, you know, humbling myself down to being like, okay, yes, I really need this. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't even have underwear, for example. I had to borrow underwear from a neighbor. Like, as crazy as it sounds, like, I mean, we didn't have nothing. And so I would have to say 2020 was a whole different, another level for me. Like, mentally, I was at my absolute lowest point ever. Like, I struggled with my own identity because I couldn't sell insurance anymore. I'm homeschooling, which don't even get me started. I applaud everybody that homeschools, but I am not that person at all. And so it was just like my role got flipped upside down where my husband, you know, farming is such a solo career choice where we lived half a mile from the farm at the time. And so he was still able to go get our crop in that spring and plug into his normal routine. Where for me, it was just like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go plug into my routine. I couldn't, you know, figure out how to pivot, I guess, is my biggest thing. And so I started posting my fitness journey online. My physical fitness has always been my space where I was able to have that me time. And I grew up in athletics. I was that competitive kid that did anything and everything, like soccer, fast pitch softball, cross country, cheerleading. And so I always had that competitive background, and fitness kind of filled that cup for me. It was like my space, my area where I could shine. And it was the only thing I could control because there were so many things that I couldn't control in 2020. And that was one of the things I could control. And I started posting it online. And that's where people started asking me questions. Like, that's actually when I changed my handle from Amanda Nigg to FirmFit Mama. It was in 2020.
It's weird because during that time, that's kind of when we first connected. Yeah. And it just goes to show you don't really realize how much someone's struggling. Because I remember during that time, like, seeing your story and hearing your family's, like, struggles. And you were so optimistic and upbeat.
I had to be. Yeah, it had to be. It was like, well, in 2020, it was like you turned to drug and alcohol. Like, I mean, I'll be honest, like when I went to the doctor, you know, in 2020, the thing that they prescribed me automatically off the bat was a depressant pill and an anxiety pill. And for me, like, it was like, okay, am I going to take medication and am I going to start to drink or am I going to channel all my stress, all my untapped emotions into physical fitness? And that's kind of what I did is I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take these. Like, I actually just finally threw them away. Believe it or not, I never took them. I never took the antidepressants or anxiety pills. I just threw them away recently because I was cleaning out the bathroom. But that was one of the things is, and what I really hated is like, nobody was tapping into mental health or talking about how to channel stress through a physical transformation. Like the only things out there were, yeah, a 1-800 number. That's great. You know, but for someone like me, I had that mindset of, oh, somebody else can use that. I don't need to call that. Like, you know, I have that kind of personality that I didn't feel the need to call it. And I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, there's different ways to tap into mental health. You know, the 1-800 number is great for some people, but someone like me, it didn't work. And right. So for me, that's where I turned to my physical transformation. I was like, you know what? I need to work through these emotions, through these situations that I'm going through because I need to get down to the root cause. And I always talk about it, you know, for me, it's like kind of covering up a bullet wound with a Band-Aid approach. Like if you're not getting down to the root, if you're not understanding what's giving you that anxiety, what's giving you that added stress, like, you know, agriculture as a whole is a very stressful career. Like case in point, look at my husband. Like we barely have planted any crops this year and it doesn't look like we're going to. Just because the weather is unforgiving in our area, we keep getting rain, you know, and then there's other areas like one of my coaches who farms down in Texas, they're praying for rain. So it's just, it's so different. And there's always stress, you know, we're the world's biggest gamblers. when it comes to markets, crops, taking care of the soil. And that's one of the things where I created a program in 2021 because of that. It was like, nobody was tapping into that physical transformation to really impact a mental transformation as well.
So do you feel like just the endorphins of working out helped you to navigate through a super stressful time?
100%. And that's the thing too, is like, you can't tap into a physical transformation without tapping into a mental transformation. Like if you really think about it, like how many times do you go, like even I'm the farmer, let's case in point, yesterday we went and helped his uncle that farms 45 minutes away from us in Minnesota. He does it the old school way where you have to lift the seed bags onto the planter and then individually rip them open and load the seed. Sure. Like it's like my husband's like smooth sailing now. Like they bring the seed out and dump it in.
Yep. But
something like that, like just lifting those bags, like I think we did 18 bags. It would have took him like 30 minutes to get that done. We did it. Me and my husband tackled it in 10 minutes because it was just like, I was lifting them, bringing them up onto the planter. He was ripping them open and dumping them in, you know, and something like that. It was just like, you feel good because it's like, I could lift that. Like I felt stronger. And that was the thing for me, is like, I didn't want to be that person on our farm where I couldn't help.
Right.
You know, I wanted to be an asset, not a liability. And so one of the things that with physical transformation is like, you know, lifting weights, it helps me be that more active role on our farm. I can't tell you how many times my husband texts me and he's like, hey, I need your muscles. Like, come help me. Nope, nope.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at CK6Consulting.com and CK6Source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless. Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the Deluxe Chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A, Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it.
And so like a lot of your social media posts, especially in the beginning, were like throwing seed bags or like flipping a fire, or like how has the program kind of evolved from that?
The biggest thing there is like you don't need a lot of equipment to get a good workout in. Mm-hmm. And that's really where FarmFit came about, is because, you know, in 2020, nobody could get workout equipment. It was like liquid gold. Everybody was buying it up. And so one of the things my husband did is he would go out to our junk pile and bring me like tires, old tires. He'd bring me these old weights to use for workout equipment. And people started noticing. They're like, what are you doing? Like, whose program are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm just creating it as I go. Now I'm a certified. I would like to make that clear. But at the time, I was definitely not certified. But, you know, it was just like I was showing people like, hey, at the end of the day, if you don't have equipment, that's just an excuse. Like there's nature around it. There's plenty of stuff on a farmyard, in a ranch yard that you can use as equipment and still get a good workout in. And so that was one of my pivoting moments where it's like, okay, I'm going to keep that methodology. I'm going to keep that tradition into FarmFit training. When I create this, is I want to show people you can get a good workout in with minimal equipment, and it can be 15 to 25 minutes. Like, I'll humble you in that time, but you can get a great workout in 25 minutes and then go on your day. Because at the end of the day, like, in, especially in agriculture, when it's go time, you know, yep. And a lot of farmers or farm wives, you know, we work with everybody in the ag industry, not just farmers and farm wives. But when they have that moment to take care of themselves, they don't want to do a 45 minute to an hour workout. Right. They want it to be quick, effective, get a good sweat in, get those endorphins going, and then get on with their day. And so I carried that into FarmFit training. It's where these quick, effective workouts, minimal equipment, get on with your day. But then again, that compound effect, you know, if you get your workout in the morning, all of a sudden you're thinking sharper, you're able to be more attentive, you're a more active parent naturally, mm-hmm. You know, like prior to really diving into my fitness journey, like I was that overweight mom that gained 60 pounds with each pregnancy, both the C-section, you know, sliced open, yep. The whole the gamut, you know? And so I was that mom that was super uncomfortable in my own skin too. I've been there. And when I dived into my fitness journey back in 2017, before I went public with it in 2020, that was one of the things for me, is it's like, okay, I know I need to work out. I know that's going to make me a better parent because I'm going to have more patience, but I'm also going to be able to show my boys by taking care of yourself for 15 to 25 minutes, you know, instead of having your cup be half empty, it's going to be half full. You know, and a lot of people forget that, like, sometimes you have to give to yourself to be able to give to others. And right. So it goes back to like, hey, a lot of people don't take the time for themselves, you know, don't take the time when it comes to nutrition, don't take the time when it comes to working out, because they view it as being selfish. And it's like, no, it's not being selfish. If you're not taking that time, then how are you able to give to others when you can't even give to yourself?
That's totally a hard one for me. And I feel like for a long time, that's been my perspective. And then I was listening to a podcast in one of my drives to a speech, and it was like, you are your best asset. Like, how do you expect to like make money to support your family? Or how do you expect to keep up with your growing active children if you are running on fumes and like putting yourself in an early grave because you're pushing yourself? Because I'm like the type that's like, drink a lot of coffee, sleep never, just like, I'll never, you know, but it catches up to you. And it's like, oh yeah, there's an expiration on this if I don't like carve out this time to take care of myself. And it isn't selfish, but for me, like, I had a very selfless mother and like grandmother that's like, they were like last on the list always. So it's like all I know. And I think that's like the agriculture way, kind of, just like,
yeah. Well, and it's the farm wife role. Like, a lot of times, case in point, my husband's grandma, she would cook food for everyone all the time. And she was such a giver, and she still is, you know, and she never took that time for herself. And now here she is, 97 years old. She's great. She's all there, but she's wheelchair bound.
Yep.
You know? And so you got to think about that. Like, if you're not diving into yourself now, first and foremost, you're going to be told you have to later on down the road, right. Or you're going to be that 80-year-old that can't walk.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want that for myself. I don't want to be a 80-year-old in nursing home wheelchair bound. I want to be the 80-year-old doing pull-ups,
right,
running a freaking mile, you know? And right.
Well, and I think that too, like, if you do have that like selfless mentality where you're like, I can't, it's selfish of me to take the time. It's like, well, then like, be selfless in taking care of yourself so you're not a burden to your kids or grandkids, you know, when you're elderly as well.
You're your longest investment. You know, yeah. We invest on so many things when it comes to agriculture. We do, like crops, for example, case in point, you know, what we're going through, you know, we invest in like our grain bins, our property, like everything. But if you're not investing in yourself, like, who's going to be there to run it? You right. know, and then at the same time, like, I'm like you, I didn't come from a healthy home. My mom was the one that was always on the hamster wheel diet culture, you know, always rebounding the next quick fix, you know, out there in the market. I think she took diet pills for years. And I, you know, and that was one of the things too, is like, I grew up where my mom talked negative about herself. Mm-hmm. You know, she was never in a swimsuit with us in the water. She didn't feel comfortable enough. And I didn't want that for my boys. I wanted to show them like, hey, being strong is sexy. Like, having muscles and being active and being like confident in your own skin, like I'm going to show you guys. And it plays out so much. Like they go to their aunt and uncle's house and they talk about nutrition, which I freaking love. Like, I love it when they're like, Mimi, does this have protein? Is this a complex carbohydrate? You might want to call my mom, you know, but they're aware of it. And that's the cool thing is it's like, by taking care of myself, now I'm trickling down future generations where they're understanding, hey, take like showing up, like my boys will join me in a workout occasionally, you know, I don't force them by any means, like,
right.
But they're already talking about it. They're like, my oldest, who's going to be 11 this summer. He was like, hey mom, when I get to weight training, he's like, can you put a weight training program for me? Yes, I can, buddy. You know? And he's like, I got to make sure I have enough protein. And then the other day, it was so cute. My boys are on summer vacation, first and foremost. But before, he came home one day and he was super mad because the principal was a substitute teacher for one of his classes. And she was talking about water. And she's like, yeah, you only need to drink a liter of water a day. And she's telling my 10-year-old this. And my 10-year-old got in a little argument with her. He's like, no, you need to drink a gallon. I'm like, well, maybe not for you, buddy, but for average adult, hydration is super important because even a 2% dehydration can affect your memory, your fog, like you name it, like how fast you react to things. And he hears me talk about that with clients. And so for him, when she said that to the class, he piped in and was like, no, my mom says you have to have this. And he was like educating the whole class. And I thought it was the cutest thing in the world, but I'm like, maybe we don't need to like come at your teachers. Maybe you could be like, well, actually, you know, and educate. But again, they're sounding boards. They listen. And that's the cool thing.
They're always listening. Yeah. So, okay, talking about practical tips, because it is that time of year where it's go, go, go. Well, by the time this airs, maybe it's more like haying season in our neck. Like we'll be putting up hay, spending a lot of time in a tractor. What practical tips do you have for farmers and ranchers and their spouses and their, I guess, the whole family to squeeze in a workout? What does that look like, a 15-minute workout?
I would say in the morning, like don't overcomplicate it, first and foremost. If you need help, obviously we hire agronomists to take over land. You know, we hire people to help us, hire a professional. We do have something coming out, a public membership program, which by the time this airs, it will be active. It's only going to be like $49 a month that you can join in, and you get 5 workouts a week, you get nutrition education. So we are coming out with that. My top 3 tips that I always tell everybody is hydration. First and foremost, make sure you're drinking a gallon of water a day. Simple, carry a jug with you, don't overcomplicate. Make sure you have protein with every single meal. I can't tell you how many guys come into the program, like I'm 50-50. Like when I first started Farm Fit Training, I'd say I had more female clients than males. Now I'm like 50-50 when it comes to male and female clients. And a lot of times my males will come into the program and be like, oh, I eat enough protein a day. And then when they start to track it, they're like, holy cow, I don't even eat near enough protein. So eat protein, beef, you know, good for the body. Like make sure you're getting, you know, dairy, healthy dairy. Dairy is like, don't even get me started on whole milk. Like they don't even serve it in the school systems. And that was one of the debacles that I went out there on social media about, is because like a lot of people tend to shy away from whole milk because it's higher in fat. Well, that's healthy fat. Like your body knows how to break that down. You know, when you look at 1%, 2% are fat free, they're taking the fat out and they have to substitute sugar alcohols in it to get the flavor on point. Right. And it's like, why wouldn't you take something at its natural state? You know, so again, you know, educate yourself, like learn about it, you know, make sure you're having protein with every single meal. And then my third advice to anybody out there is don't overcomplicate it. There's so much in diet culture out there on the internet of like, oh, you need to do keto. You need to do, I think wall Pilates was a thing for a while. It's like, no, just stick to the basics, because the basics have been around for years and years and they work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about sticking and getting in that habit. You have to create a healthy habit for yourself. It takes longer than 21 days. That's one of the myth busts out there, is everybody's like, oh, 21 days to form a habit. No, it's actually 66.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, think about it, like just because you don't see that changes right off the bat, doesn't mean you're not building that compound effect. Your body will change the more you're consistent.
Right.
The Heart of Rural America is presented in part by Lynn's Heritage Angus and Meats by Lynn's. founded in 1963 as a Chicago neighborhood butcher shop and growing to an international supplier of high-quality beef in the white tablecloth space, Meats by Lynn's is a four-generation family-owned business. The Lynn's Heritage Angus program was developed to allow for greater control of the end product, a focus on using elite Angus genetics while also managing the feed, environment, age, and weight of the cattle, allows Fred Lynn's and his crew the ability to source the very best beef produced from the heart of their Angus program, meeting and exceeding the needs of their customers worldwide. Discover more at lynnsheritageangus.com and shop for beef at shoplynns.com. Use code AMANDA20 to save 20% on your next beef purchase. That's a pretty sweet deal, my fellow beef lovers. You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here, and I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60-plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products, and at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKEY to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
So let's talk about the business of Farm Fit Mama. Like, you went from just working out for your own mental health to this like giant machine where you've done really cool
collabs. Take care of business like, out of nowhere.
Let's talk about some of the collabs you've done and some of the speaking you're doing, and let's dive into the new certifications that you have as well.
First and foremost, I'm humbled. I'm honored to be on this path because I absolutely love what I do, which I know you hear a lot of people probably say that, but I can't tell you enough. I wouldn't be on this path without God. Like, I never thought I would launch a fitness business 9 months after losing our home. Like, never even thought that was in my radar. But it's crazy how God leads you on the path or help pivots you for a reason. And that was one of my things, is my pivoting moment was definitely our house burning down. You know, and it totally shook my ground to make me pivot to where I'm able to do this. Cause I always thought I was going to launch a business. Farm Fit training. Well, first and foremost, I am a certified coach. I do have my personal training, my nutrition, but I'm also certified in wellness. And so what that is, it's stress management, mental and environmental wellness, along with nutrition. I'm certified in all of that. So we're not just your typical personal trainers or nutrition coaches out there. We really tap into the mental component of physical transformation, which is really unique too. On top of that, Farm Fit training, I mean, the collabs are amazing. I'm so thankful that a lot of big industry leaders are starting to notice how important physical transformation is and a mental transformation. I mean, I've been honored in the past to collaborate with like John Deere, for example. I've also done special collaborations with Titan International Farm Tires, which we have an ongoing collaboration with them at National Farm Machinery Show. It's tire flipping. We've been able to collaborate with like American Farm Bureau Federation as well for mental health. We're actually listed on their website as a resource, which I'm super honored by that. We've been able to collaborate with like Case IH as well. I think the biggest thing with agriculture is they understand the importance of like, hey, you know, ag as a whole is advancing, like our technology, our practices, and how, I mean, back in the day, they used to throw hay bales up on a trailer. And now they have a whole unit that picks up hay bales and puts them on a trailer, you know? And so again, that's part of our industry. It's advancing, but what's not advancing is the health side of things. And that's where everybody's starting to notice that gap, especially with stress management. It's like, now all of a sudden it's not so much a manual labor, it's more intellectual labor because you're trying to incorporate those systems. Well, how are you managing that stress? And that's where a physical transformation can really change that. And so, I mean, the collaborations keep coming and I'm super honored by them. I am traveling for speaking events now. We were just talking about it. I used to say no to a lot of speaking events just because I was very so much hands-on in the business. And I'm still very hands-on. Like if you're a client of ours, you'll see my face, you'll be talking to me directly. But now I've had the opportunity to be able to travel a little bit more and open up my schedule for speaking events.
Very exciting. So tell me about some of the speaking events you have lined up.
Well, earlier this year, I was on American Farm Bureau Federation stage talking about mental and physical health, which was super cool. I also did a speaking event to a local chapter, 4-H chapter. I have a couple speaking events for Women in Ag in Minnesota and South Dakota coming up. And I got reached out to another stage. I believe it's in like November, where it's not actually a group of agriculture. It's an outside group. They want me to come speak about mental health. So I think my biggest thing is like a lot of my speaking events is targeted around physical and mental health, which I obviously love to talk about, as well as agriculture. Like, I mean, I can intertwine all three of those
right.
really seamlessly and okay. educate.
Stress is a huge thing, I think, in any industry or just in life. Like I see this season of life you and I are in with young children and they're in activities and you're running all over, trying to run businesses, you're trying to farm. Like it's a lot. It's a lot to carry around. So I guess what would be some practical stress management tips that you might have that you'd offer your audiences?
Oh, I haven't got asked that question. I guess my biggest tip to them is just like any profession, I'm going to be a broken record here, is reach out to someone that is educated. You know, don't be afraid to hire a coach to gain that foundation correctly. And that was the biggest thing with Farm Fit Training is we really educate the science of why behind everything we do. So if you come in as a client, you're going to know exactly what macronutrients, why protein's super important. We're going to educate you the science of why behind it, to the point where you're going to be able to be on your own and be very successful. And I think that's where in the fitness space, a lot of people miss the mark is that you join a fitness program and you get the workouts. Great. You have workouts, you know, but at the end of the day, there's no habit training. There's no education behind what you're creating. And so it's like hard to understand why your body's changing and why it's going a positive direction. And so we really educate the science behind that on purpose, to the point where like, I want every single client to not be a repeat client. I want them to be super successful on their own. You know, eventually they're going to fly the coop, as I always say,
yeah.
But you know, for me, it's like, hey, let's set you up a proper foundation so that you can be successful. And that was the biggest tip that I give to anyone is like, don't be afraid to reach out, you know, especially when it comes to your mental health and stress management. Like a lot of people might have that old personality like I did, you know, in 2020, where I was like, oh, somebody else could use that or somebody else needs it. Well, at the end of the day, you're important too.
Right.
And you matter. And don't think because you are reaching out, that makes you weak. That actually makes you strong. You know, a lot of people view that as a weakness when you open up about your struggles, and that's actually showing your strengths. Mm-hmm. And so my biggest tip would be to reach out to a professional that can help you. And it might be us. It might not be us. You know, it might be, you know, a 1-800 number. Again, I'm not saying that's a bad approach, but just take that first step in realizing, hey, you matter and what you're doing matters. And there's people out there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think there is such a thing that permeates into our culture of like, it's a sign of weakness to ask for help. And yet
yeah.
it's important. And COVID kind of showed us this, like, I mean, you had your house burned down, but like the world shut down and people were losing their jobs or they were isolated, they were alone. And yet it was like that community, that support, all of those things that were suddenly like ripped away from everybody. I think it made a lot of us realize like, no, I need my community. I need my people. I need like this life is not easy and you don't have to suffer through it by yourself. Like there's strength and camaraderie and connecting with people who have been in your shoes and who know what it's like. And so, yeah, you've definitely been through the thick of it with just this whole like starting from scratch and kind of just reinventing yourself and getting yourself a new home and just.
We actually haven't built yet. So that's one of the things, 2025. We've been waiting to build.
Did you guys end up like moving into a shop or what did you do?
We lived with his aunt and uncle for a while. And then the insurance was supposed to put us in a house equivalent to our house. Well, there's nothing in our area. So they did put us up in our lake house, which was 45 minutes from the farm. So okay. It was super inconvenient. It's like we were driving an hour just to get the kids to school.
Lovely.
In 2021. But his grandma, and again, she's doing great. She ended up falling and we had to move her to a nursing home. So we took over the main farmhouse. So we're living in a 1910 farmhouse. All on right. The main farm, which my boys love. I always tell my husband, like, he can hear the mice in the walls because it's that old. And I'm like, as long as they're in the walls and I don't see them, I don't care. Yeah, right?
I get that. Actually, there, like, when we first got married, there was, like, bats in the walls of our house. So you could, like...
I'm sure they're bats, too. I don't know.
So you'd be sleeping and you could hear them, like... Yeah. Like fluttering in the walls. It's farm life, right? Like you make it work.
Yeah. So we live in the original 1910 farmhouse, which next year we're going to build it. And a lot of people ask us, like, why it's taking so long for us to build. Well, here's the deal. Like, when we built our first house, we poured our heart and soul into that. Like, my husband was the contractor. Like, yeah. We picked everything out. I mean, it was supposed to be our forever home. So we took a lot of time into building this dream home. And we know how hard that process is. Like, yeah. it's a long, tedious process.
Yeah, totally. We've looked at remodeling my kitchen and it's like, it's so many decisions that like, if you don't have time to dedicate to, you're going to get it wrong. And you're just like, yeah, so I get it. Take your time and you'll know what.
Yeah. And then the market's been crap too. Crazy, you know, too.
I know it. Yeah.
On top of it. So it's just like, we're going to take our time. Like, the 1910 house works great. It's the original farmhouse, whatever. Yeah. I mean, right now I'm in my office. I kind of took over my husband's office, which he definitely wants his office back. Yeah. he's important to me. He's like, I need my space back. Like, we need to get our house done and move your office over there because I need mine back.
Well, for the listeners who don't know, like, the Amanda Show is like operating today under so many different variables. I'm parked at a park right now where my three boys are playing on the swings. They've come into the truck where I'm sitting like several times just to see how mom's doing. I can hear the mower going in the background at your place. Your son is mowing. And so I think that kind of leads me to my next question is on, you know, making sure your mental health is strong during these like very demanding years of parenting. Do you have any advice? Yeah.
And that's the thing, like when your kids are young, And there's a lot happening. I mean, again, look at us this year with farming. We've only planted 200 acres of soybeans and it doesn't look like we're going to plant any more, which that's super stressful for my husband. Kids are home for the summer. There's just so much like changes going on all at once. And that's one of the things I talk about is like, you know, life, it's always going to be up and down. Like, there's always going to be moments where it's complete chaos and then there's not. And there's really no perfect time to start a journey. There's really not. Like, especially when you're talking about your physical transformation, diving into nutrition, learning how to feel your body correctly, there's never going to be a perfect moment. And there's tons of, we've had multiple clients join our program in the middle of harvest. Harvest is the most stressful time and they were super successful because again, you know, they treat it as a task. You know, when you treat yourself and you invest in yourself, that's going to play tenfold in the future. And so, you know, one of the things I talk about all the time is like, hey, just take that first step. Like, start with nutrition. If you want to start eating healthier, start incorporating protein in every meal, you know, something simple like that. Start hydrating your body every day. Start with walking. You know, if you want to start with exercise and you don't know where to start, just walk outside. I mean, instead of taking the elevator, take the stairs, you know, instead of driving the Ranger across the farmyard to go get something, walk across the farmyard,
right?
You know, just be intentional, play with your kids, you know, go out there, play some football. Yesterday I played football with the boys and it ended up being tackle football. My oldest wiped me out.
We bought a trampoline for the kids this summer and it's been more like WWE. Wrestling, like, it's like there's definitely gonna be cracked skulls, but it is, they like light up when you get on and bounce with them. Or I've been trying to like just sprint everywhere. Like, if Tyler probably really appreciates it because he's like, go get the gate for me, and so I like try to sprint because it's just like, well, this is how I could squeeze in some activity. But okay, this show went way too fast and we're closing in on the time mark. And I find it wild that we haven't met yet in person, but maybe when you come into Mitchell for Dakota Fest this year, we'll have to connect. But just to finally wrap things up, can you tell everybody where they can follow you, where they can sign up for your programs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm Farm Fit Mama on social media. So it's Farm Fit and then MOMMA. I'm on every platform. You could, except for Snapchat. Don't look at me. I got banded off that one.
Oh no.
So well, I didn't get banned. I got hacked. And then by the time I got my account back, I was just like, I'm over it. Like, so I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I so, got Farm Fit Mama. And then we do have a website where I go through everything. Like, you can get to know me with the coaches, what we offer, who we are, how we're different from any other buddy out there in the fitness and agriculture space. And so it's exact same thing, farmfitmama.com.
Wonderful. Well, I hope everyone goes and checks you out. It's really entertaining actually to watch the types of workouts you create with the tires and just being on the farm. And so everybody go check her out. Tell her that Amanda Radke sent you. And Amanda, thanks for coming on the show. I hope we get to meet in person very soon.
Me too. I'm going to drive to see you.
Yes. It's just ridiculous at this point.
And then all our boys can play together and be WWE. Yeah.
Bring your boys. We'll just let them be feral and we'll sit in the house and drink.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.